Right now, autism is typically diagnosed between 3 to 4 years old, but experts say it can be diagnosed as early as 12 months old in some kids. And research shows the earlier treatment starts, the better the result. So what are the symptoms of autism? What are we looking for? Here are some signs to keep in mind.
They weren't smiling when they were supposed to, or cooing. They couldn't take a bottle very well, couldn't breastfeed.
By the time children are 8 to 10 to 12 months, they're actually quite social. And they're playing games like peekaboo, or when you go up to them and you hold your hands out like this, they raise up and they're ready to get picked up.
Lacking eye contact is something that's a major thing.
He wasn't sitting up. He was very, very late to walk. He never pointed, and he was very, very late to speak.
She has a cousin who is a month younger. When we saw him at that Christmas, there was this huge difference. He was pointing and gesturing and talking, like showing people things that he liked, and she was doing none of that.
He didn't respond to his name. Typically, you call a two-year-old by their name and they respond.
He could count way beyond 100, you know, at 20 months old, and just memorize things, but yet he couldn't look us in the eye and tell us anything.
We were waiting and waiting, thinking, oh, one day, you know, he was just going to start speaking.
She will hug other kids and play maybe near them, but not necessarily interact with them.
About the first 6 months, he developed normally. He was sitting up on time, rolling over on time, and by about a year old, all of the mama, dada, all those things had disappeared, and we were noticing he didn't like to be held.
Do people with autism gain skills and then lose them? And the answer to that is about half do. Now, why that happens, we don't really know.
He would run around the house with his hand like this, what we call the hand dance, I think, and he would go, ah, like that. And he would run laps around the house like that.
We said, how are you doing today, Kevin? His response would be, how are you doing today, Kevin?
Young children might line up toys or organize things a certain way.
If you have a child that's not socially responsive, you know, when you hold your hands up or when you point, they just don't respond. They don't look at your face, and their speech is a little delayed. Now you have a collection of symptoms that have clustered together. You say, ooh, we gotta pay attention to this.